I'm David Ginder from Classical WETA.
And I'm Classical WETA's Marilyn Cooley. And this is a Baltimore Symphony Orchestra introduction to Haydn's Trumpet Concerto.
Haydn wrote his trumpet concerto at age 64 for Anton Weidinger, who was a fine Viennese trumpet player. Weidinger had developed a keyed trumpet, which is a very significant development beyond the natural trumpet, which had no keys or valves. On the natural trumpet, pitches were controlled entirely with the lips.
And that method of pitch control works best in the upper register of the instrument. And that's why trumpet concertos prior to this one are written so high.
With Weidinger's trumpet with keys, however, it suddenly became reasonable, actually possible, to play the trumpet in lower registers as well. And that's what makes Haydn's concerto so interesting and new. It takes advantage of that new ability to play both low and high.
It's true that Weidinger's trumpet didn't sound that good early on. It was new, it had some issues. He hadn't yet figured out certain things, so it wasn't used much at the time. Composers were kind of skeptical. Now, this is around 1800. By 1830, the instrument was greatly improved by using valves instead of keys.
But fortunately, even with the iffy sound early on, Haydn recognized the potential of the new instrument, and he wrote this concerto for it, using a much broader range from low to high, not just the high stuff, figuring, and absolutely correctly, that these early issues with a new instrument would eventually be resolved.
The most dramatic examples of writing for what is truly a new instrument occur in the slow movement, the second movement.
The piece is in the usual three movements, fast, slow, fast.
Right from the start of the slow movement, with the trumpet's first statement of the tune, you'll notice that we're not in the stratosphere. A little ways in, and still in the middle of the instrument's register, is this transition material. And that leads to this, which is surprise number two of what this new instrument can do.
Notice all those adjacent notes, one after another. Most are half steps, the closest that two notes can be to each other.
Yes, in Western classical music.
True. that's another conversation.
It is.
But big deal, you say. Well, actually, it was a big deal because being able to play adjacent notes in the instrument's low register was not possible with the early trumpet. It took keys and valves to make that possible, thanks to Weidinger's new keyed trumpet.
With all those half steps, this is pretty modern chromatic writing for Haydn's time, although it is very tonal.
Yeah, all those half steps, although they seem on the surface to be very chromatic, are actually helping to establish home base, the key, by pulling us very strongly to the movement's tonal center. That's one of the points of using a half step in composition. You are just slightly off where you know you're supposed to be in terms of key or tonal center, and that oh so close but not quite there note pulls very strongly to where we're supposed to be, home base, home key, which for this movement is A flat.
To finish the thought we started with those adjacent notes we played a moment ago, here's how that proceeds. You'll hear examples in the outer movements, too, both of which are fast, of these two startling developments in the keyed trumpet, chromatic, half-step, and otherwise writing, and writing in the low and middle registers. Here's how the first movement begins. This is after the orchestral introduction.
Thank you. What we've played so far might suggest that there is no high writing for the soloist. That's not the case at all. Remember, the new Weidinger trumpet can play both high and low, and the lead up to the first movement cadenza is a very good example of high trumpet writing. And the cadenza itself, where the soloist plays alone, shows their ability, and develops themes of the movement, is further example of dazzling trumpet writing and playing.
The finale, also a fast movement, begins like this. Again, this follows the orchestral introduction. And there's a lead up to the cadenza.
There's the expectant pause, but surprise, there is no cadenza. The movement simply proceeds and ends.
Unless a cadenza is slipped in.
It's rarely done, but it could happen.
I'm Marilyn Cooley from Classical WETA.
And I'm Classical WETA's David Ginder.
And this is a Baltimore Symphony Orchestra introduction to Haydn's Trumpet Concerto.